love and happiness. Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Talking about how she can make it right. Yeah.
Wish, that cord.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh.
Can't make that.
Watch me.
Too easy. Just wait till I get big like Kareem. You want to be like Kareem? Man, all this big butt do is stand by the basket.
Shoot, I'll be blocking your stuff.
You're right. Hey, look, Q. I thought you said only girls are moving in.
That's what my mom said.
Hope you can ball.
Bet he's a scrub like Kelvin.
Shut up. Hey.
Hey.
Can I play?
No. You nice?
Yeah, I'm nice.
All right. You and Kelvin against me and Jamal.
Oh, man, he is a girl.
Man, girls can't play no ball.
Ball better than you.
What a dog.
She heard you.
Nuh-uh. She could only hear dog whistles.
Check.
Check.
My girl like candy, candy too. She loves me high up off my feet. She's so fine, I can be. I know you will be so sweet.
Candy girl,
awesome. I'm a world. You look all sweet. You're a space you keep.
No, I'm gonna be in the NBA. You're gonna be my cheerleader.
She needs to stop running around like a little boy.
Oh, she's all right.
How is she all right looking the way she does?
Camille, she'll be fine.
Let me find you some gauze.
Girl, who
are
you trying to fool?
How do you know? Boy. New neighbors.
Really? Ooh. Now, see, Quincy, this is how your mom's caught me. With the old fake and bake. Had me thinking I was catching a sister who could burn.
Can't do this shit.
Well, what did I tell you about using that word?
Can't should never be in a man's vocabulary.
And why not?
Because when you say can't, you ain't a man.
That's right.
Zeke.
What? Oh, yeah. Don't say shit.
Come on, we should head on over.
Just you and Quincy, baby. I got a meeting.
With who?
Some business folks.
Zeke, you just got back from a four-game road trip?
No. Please don't start bitching. I got maybe 2 years left to play. I'm trying to put some things together for us. See you later, man. Be good, yeah? Pull up.
Love, Dad.
So how long have y'all been here?
Well, we moved back here when Quince was about 5 after Zeke was traded again. And the neighborhood was a little more mixed back then. Well, that was before the black people down the street became the black people next door. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much again. This is terribly nice of you, Nona.
Oh, girl, don't worry about it. It's the least I could do. And I love to cook.
You do? Mm-hmm. I cook for all my friends' parties and things back in Atlanta.
Oh, you're a caterer?
Well, no. Once Nathan gets settled in, though, and the girls a little, that's certainly something I would like to try. Come on.
Girl, do you know, as long as I have lived next door, I have never seen the inside of this house.
Well, let's just have a look. Honey, put that on the table for Mom. Come on, Mom.
Quince, help her.
So how come you can play basketball?
I just can. I never knew a girl that can play. But my mama says she doesn't know where I come from because I act different.
Your dad play?
He works at a bank.
My dad plays for the Clippers. He says I'm going to be a doctor or a lawyer, but I'm going to play for them too. Same number and everything.
Well, I'm going to be number 32 like Magic.
He's all right. My dad can take him.
What was the most points your daddy ever got in junior high?
I don't know. A lot.
Well, one game, Magic scored 48 points. They only had 6 minute quarters, and he sat out the whole fourth quarter.
You do act different.
I don't care.
Well, if anybody messes with you, just let me know, because I run the street.
I just tell my sister Lena.
She don't know how to box, I bet. My dad taught me how to fight like Ali.
Well, I know karate from Almighty Isis.
Bet you can't do this, though. Okay. How about this?
Ow! Ow, Lena!
Ow!
Monica, sit still. And don't sit on your knees, sweetie. You're gonna turn them black.
Oh, Mama!
Oh, you are lucky I found it. Someone had put your box of dresses underneath a pile of rags in the garage.
You okay?
Yeah, I need to lay down. I've been running around all day.
Which one of these for tomorrow?
Blue stripe.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
You want to iron them both tonight, just in case?
Sure.
Thanks, sweetie.
You know, that boy next door is going to ride to school with you tomorrow, so you'll know somebody. Y'all hurry up. I'll come back up for good night.
Make it look nice, okay?
You want to be my girl?
What do I have to do?
I guess we can play ball and ride to school together. When you get mad at me, I gotta give you flowers.
But I don't like flowers.
Oh.
How about Twinkies? My mom won't ever buy them.
Okay.
Okay.
I think we gotta kiss now.
For how long?
5 seconds?
Not out here.
Over there, then. Ready? Wait, 'cause you're my girl now, you gotta ride on my bike.
But I wanna ride my own bike.
My dad always drives my mom.
So?
So that means I have to ride you. Come on.
I don't have to do what you say.
Forget you then, stupid.
You stupid, and your dad plays for the worst team in the NBA.
What?
Last time they won, Dr. J was a nurse.
Shut up. I don't want to be your boyfriend anymore, you ugly dog.
Why don't I be your girlfriend, big head?
Do you understand the metaphoric phrase, light as a rock? It's explaining how heavy the young lady is.
Must I say it again? I said it before. Move out the way when I'm coming through the door. Me, heavy and light as a rock. Guys, watch, even some of the girls talk. Step back, it ain't that type of party. No reply if you ain't somebody. Get out my face, don't want to hear no more. If you hate rejection, don't try to score. I'm going to open it. I'm here to take the title, but I had a little trouble. I wanted my rubber, but I got rid of those who tried to rock me. Light a scam, no one can stop me. I am the light.
Us muscle like cards up. White.
What?
3, 2.
Mama.
Tactical 5.
You suck.
2 shots.
Sit down.
And shut up.
Monica.
I don't know if she's so bad.
She's behaving horribly. Monica.
I'm out.
Come on, Daddy. You've got to talk to Coach for me.
What am I supposed to say to the man?
Tell him to keep me on the floor. The coach from UCLA was there. He had me riding a bench.
You lost your head.
I was just showing emotion.
So it's all right for you to act like that?
Whatever.
Oh, what'd you do?
Nothing.
I don't know why I keep hoping you'll grow out of this tomboy thing.
I won't. I'm a lesbian.
That's not funny.
Well, that's what you think, isn't it? Because I'd rather wear a jersey than an apron.
Please.
Monica, I think what your mother's trying to say is maybe it's time you start thinking about other things besides basketball.
What?
You got one game left and you haven't been recruited. Munchkin, I wanted this as bad as you did, but we have to face reality.
The coach from USC is going to be at the championship.
I know. But chances are...
Chances are there's still a chance.
If you would just listen to someone for a change, you'd realize you have a lot going for yourself. You're smart. You would be pretty if you do something to your head. I mean, why you want to run off your hair looking like who shot John and forgot to kill him? Be real pleasant looking if you would smile.
Come on. Hey, my mom's about to be home.
So I'm not good enough to meet your mom's?
Nah, girl, if my mom's know how to hire you like you up in the crib, she'll beat the black off of me.
Okay. That's a lot of beating.
Like that. You know who's asking to the spring dance?
Nope.
Come on, girl, you live right next door. Just tell me who's been creeping.
There's just so many, I just can't keep track.
Well, can you give him this for me? Please?
Give it yourself.
I'm not trying to look all bad. Thanks, girl. Good Lord, look at that booty. I'm just gonna let the sweat off.
Thanks, guys. Quincy, so help me out. Where's it gonna be?
See you at the press conference, babe.
Come on, Zeke. 4 years I've been writing about your son. Did that great cover story on you two in Sunday magazine? So what? You'd love for him to play at USC like you did, right?
No, I'd love for him to get a good education. I'll see you at the press conference.
Fine, blow me off.
Never like that, baby. Never. You know, we should have another talk with Coach Carrillo at Princeton.
Oh, come on, Pop. There's no way an Ivy League team was going to go all the way.
I don't care about the team, Quincy. I care about the school.
Didn't we have this conversation already?
Played a good game today, man. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, man. Hey, you up for a game late?
I don't want to hurt your feelings now.
Yeah, right. You don't want to hurt that back.
Oh, yeah, because I got to bend down low to guard you. Anyway, I got to get to this meeting. So tell your mama we'll be late.
Work too hard, Pop.
Well, let's hope I can say the same about you someday. Love you,
bro. Love you too much.
You do.
Hey, what's up, man? What's up, man?
Thank you.
Hey, Mr. O.
Hey, Miss Baller.
Excuse me, ladies.
Hey.
Hey?
Wait, who?
I know this. What you want?
A ride home.
Your legs don't look broke.
Look, big head, I'll be at your car.
I guess please would be a stretch.
Please.
Hey, don't touch the radio, all right? Just appreciate the ride home. Come on now. Have a little respect for a man's car.
What's up, man?
No, I like going home in silence after the game. Think about how good I look shooting that three.
Don't flatter yourself.
What's that?
Some note Shawnee Easton told me to give you.
Shawnee Easton. With the big ass titties. Hey, give it here. Give it here.
No. Q, You are so fine. I've been wanting to get with you. Let me take you to the spring dance, and I promise I'll leave you satisfied. What a hoe.
Oh, why she gotta be a hoe? Because she won't get with me?
She's a hoe because she's sending her coochie through the mail.
And?
She's not saying I think you're a nice guy and I want to get to know you better. She's saying I want a bone.
She's honest?
Yeah, an honest tramp-ass hoe. But then I guess you'll stick your thing in anything.
My thing? I didn't know you cared so much.
I don't.
So, who you going to the dance with anyway? Spalding?
Who's Spalding?
See?
Stupid.
That's why you ain't getting recruited.
Who said I'm not getting recruited?
Your hot-ass temper, that's who.
I'm not the one who put this scar here when we were 11 years old because he was about to lose.
You know what? Give me your best shot. Give me your best shot. I'm sick of you hanging this.
Would you watch the damn road?
I'm watching the road. I'm sick of you hanging this over my head now. Come on, give me your best shot.
Don't tempt me. I'm warning you.
I'm warning you. If you don't start a bad attitude, no one's going to recruit you.
Please. You jump in some guy's face, you talk smack, and you get a pat on your ass. But because I'm a female, I get told to calm down and act like a lady. I'm a ball player, okay?
With a jacked up attitude.
Didn't know you cared so much.
I really don't.
Good.
What is this?
That's your earring.
Oh, I look like some hoochie to you? I found it on your bed.
Ma, what you doing in my room?
Quincy, I have told you about these fast-ass girls.
Ma, we were just studying.
Boy, I'm not playing with you. Now, I'm telling you, these girls are looking to get you caught. They see you and they see dollar signs.
I know.
Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you.
No, are you hearing me?
I've been hearing you, Ma.
How was your game?
27 points, 11 assists, still undefeated.
That's still a man.
I know you know that.
Where's your dad?
Oh, he said he'd be home later.
Later when?
I don't know. He said he had a meeting or something.
At 1 o'clock in the morning?
Hey, look, I'm not getting anywhere by punching the clock just so my wife doesn't get an attitude.
No, I came second to the NBA. I'm not about to come second in no bullshit scouting job. I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah.
Zeke, all I'm saying is that it would be nice if you found time for your family. You should see the tramps coming after Quincy. If you don't talk to him...
I have.
You know, you said that you would think about going back and getting your degree.
No. You said I should get my degree. I like my bullshit job, okay? And it's going to lead to a front office position. Until then, don't worry. We got just enough savings to keep your fine ass in Gucci and gold.
How many nights does my fine ass get?
Huh? Damn you!
What about now? Do I get a week yet?
The goddamn
then why don't you keep your ass home?
Thank you.
You coming to my game?
You know that. But I got finals tomorrow, so I gotta leave at halftime.
Uh-uh, you can't leave at halftime. It's a championship.
I know, honey, but I got a cutie coming to my room to help me study. So, what's going on with you in the spring dance? You, got a date yet?
Yeah, brothers are lined up at my locker.
I found you someone.
Found? Not some charity case.
I know.
Ma tell you to do
no,
this?
No, she did not.
Damn, Lena.
Who is he? His brother from my college.
He's in college?
And he is fine, girl.
How'd you get him to say yes?
I told him you look like me.
Great.
Monica, you do.
Yeah, right.
If you were tore up, I would not be claiming you. Trust. We're going to do something cute with your hair, get you in a nice, sexy dress, get you some heels.
I don't know how to walk in heels.
Hey, you just worry about playing your heart out for that recruiter tonight. You let your big sister worry about your date.
You ever been in love?
Too many times.
They ever love you back?
Yeah. Once I cut them off. Why?
Tell you girls how big this game is. We work too damn hard not to take the championship with us. So we're gonna play smart and with control. And we're gonna kick some butt. Captain.
Whose house?
Sea house!
House?
Sea house!
Sea
house!
Sea
house!
Lady Cougars on three. One,
two, three! Lady Cougars!
Yeah!
Down four. Down four. You got this. Don't get tight. She's laying up. She's laying up. Pull up. Yeah. Down one. Down one. Come on. Come on. D-up. D-up. Mom. Watch the ball. Watch the ball. Watch the ball. Now. Close. Take it right. Watch left. Watch left. Yeah. Outgoing. Yep, Mom. Come on. Play smart. Up one. Play smart. You got this. Got this. Play smart. Play smart. Got this. Play smart. Go put that out there. What?
Reach it in.
No! Ref!
White, three, two. Reaching in. One and one.
Oh.
Monica.
Oh.
Let it go.
Please.
piece of commitment.
It might help if you didn't look so evil. I don't even want to go. Talk to me.
Go look at my top drawer and bring your grandmother's pearls. Tonight, don't worry about yesterday's game or the recruiters or anything else. I just want you to enjoy being beautiful. Will you do that?
Here you go, Mom.
Thanks, Sadie.
Do you really think I'm beautiful?
Honey, hush.
I can check it for you.
Your sister was lying.
See, you made it.
Yeah.
You don't look half bad.
You even.
What's up, Rock? Jason.
Q.
Damn, girl, I didn't know Nike made dresses. I guess we'll see you later.
So you like school? Yeah, high school's cool. I don't remember the sisters being as fine as you, though. Girl, how come you're so strict?
sorry.
No, I mean, I'm having a good time with you. So tell me what I have to do to make you have a good time with me.
My mouth is kind of dry.
Then I'll get you some lunch. Just don't jet while I'm gone and leave a glass slipper behind.
There we go.
Ooh.
Hey. Hey. You having fun?
Yep.
Man, the DJ was fresh. Who's this clown?
He ain't balding.
Guess not.
So you took Shawnee, huh?
He was late.
She asked him.
You wanna dance?
What? Early night for you, isn't it?
I should be asking you the same after your big date with College Boy and all. So where'd y'all go after?
Mulholland Drive.
Figures.
So what dead-end street did you and Shawnee hit?
None of your business.
Well, I'm sure she kept her word and left you satisfied.
That's what you think, huh? A little after you left, I told Shawnee it was time to go, drove her ass straight home. And after she told me I was the dumbest brother in the world, I took off.
I was sitting in Jason's ride with him. And he was kissing on me and feeling on me. And it was really bugging me because I couldn't remember how many offensive boards I had in the championship. And then I guess he got sort of tired of me accidentally kneeing him in the balls.
Four.
What?
He had four offensive rebounds.
Hold up for a second.
Sir. Where's she?
It was on my desk when I came home.
What you waiting for?
Can you?
You sure?
What?
Damn, girl. Say, won't you?
Guess what?
I'm going with you. I'm announcing it tomorrow. Congratulations. What was that about?
I know, right?
I can't stop it.
Let's go, freshman. You're getting spanked. Monica! Point guards lead from the front, not the back.
See, you took her out.
Girl, you need your mama. Do you need a hug?
Why are you trying to tell me you can't take a little charge?
I can take it.
Get your feet set this time. Go.
Way to go.
Next. Let's go. Move it, move it. Way to work, kid. Good job. Lower, Monica. Move your feet. I said lower. Monica, this is low. You got it? Offense sells tickets. Defense wins games. Back to the line, everybody. Let's go. Hustle up. Move it. Come on. Get a move on. You got it. Come on. Lift. That's it.
Coach hates me, doesn't she?
She hates all freshmen.
What is up with that?
I don't take it personally. You don't think just because we play the same position, we have to compete with each other. We're teammates, okay?
Oh, thanks, Citra.
Besides, I've been the starting point the last 2 years. And ain't no way some soft-ass freshman is taking my spot.
Damn, Sid. You're all right, Fresh. Come on. You finished your reading for econ?
Yeah.
What did it say?
Basically, it broke down how I'm going to make mad loot in the NBA, being I'm such a limited commodity.
Whatever, big head.
Thank you, man. You going to take it to the Final Four?
We'll see.
I'll be watching.
Hope so.
What? You do see me standing here, right?
I can't be nice to a fan?
Fine, Quinn.
Hey, look, I can't help it if girls come up to me.
I said fine.
Oh,
get you, baby. Oh, you! Oh! Quinn, quit!
Daddy's here.
You're such a punk.
All these girls, you're the only one I know who's for real.
I love you, too.
So busy posing your man to score. Show me again.
What?
You like to pose so much, let's see it again. You think I'm funny? I want you to stand like that for the rest of practice.
Coach!
I want you to stand like that so you get sick of it, because I don't want to see it again. Do you hear me?
Right.
Dora, take your place. You better step up to court.
Nice pass.
What was
practice today.
Tried to kill us.
AOT, can you hit me up with some socks, please?
Yeah, I need my socks back.
What am I, a sock lady or something?
Yeah.
Why?
That's what you get for trying to show out, freshman.
I was just playing ball.
You were trying to make me look bad.
Didn't have to try very hard.
Girl, don't you know you just sloppy seconds?
Sidra, let it go.
The only reason you here is because Tanya Randall got pregnant and decided not to come. They were done recruiting.
That's cold, Sid.
Just thought the girl should know.
Don't even trip, Mom. He's just mad because she's full lady.
I know. You need that. How much money is that? Don't worry about it.
Man, forget Tanya Randall.
I'm telling you, Coach wishes she was here instead of me.
So prove her wrong.
Look, I don't have it easy like you, all right? There's no red carpet laid out for me.
So you gonna act salty all night?
Yo, dog. About to order some wings.
Nah, thanks, man. You know what, fine. Don't worry about proving everybody wrong. I mean, if you can't handle the pressure, I'll understand.
That is so weak.
No, I'm serious. I mean, who cares if you're never known as the first girl to be in the NBA? Everybody knows you're going to get more play being Quincy McCall's girl anyway.
That's what you get. I got you.
So how about a little one-on-one?
And what we playing for?
Clothes.
What?
I score, you strip. You score, I drop something.
Give me the ball.
Home court advantage, baby.
Hold on a second.
Let's see what you got. Don't reach. Strip.
George.
Take it off. Take it off. Yeah.
All right.
About emotion. It's about determination. It's about heart. It's college basketball.
And I'm like a kid in a candy store. Are you kidding me? I get so excited about it. Hey, there are too many great teams to choose from. I mean, we're talking about the Dukes, the Kentuckys, Arkansas. But my surprise treat this season
is the probable emergence of USC as a basketball powerhouse. On the men's side, the heavily recruited freshman phenom, Quincy McCall.
One of my real diaper dandies, a genuine PT peer, a primetime player, baby.
And for the women, while not boasting one of the top recruiting classes, they are returning four starters from last year's squad, which made it to the Sweet 16. And coach Ellie Davis feels that if just one of her freshmen has a breakout season,
it's going to be awesome, baby, with a capital A.
Under between two defenders with the left? And you know, that's got to make Sports Center.
Zeke and Q.
How you doing, Terry?
What can I get for you?
Something. Genuine draft for me. Orange juice from the sun.
Hey, Pop. The numbers I'm putting up this year are better than any other freshman.
Mm-hmm.
It's people saying I'm a definite lottery pick.
What people?
Just people, you know.
Tell them to mind their own damn business. Thanks, Tim. Quincy, give yourself time to develop. Get an education. The NBA ain't going nowhere.
Right.
Besides, the sooner you go pro, the sooner you got to deal with the mess I'm dealing with.
What mess?
Well, there's this thing out there, this paternity suit.
What?
Some girl that's been hanging on at every party. Now I'm supposed to be her baby's daddy. I told your mom I wanted to be the one to tell you.
Tell me what?
I just told you.
I mean, it's not true, is it?
You got the balls to ask me that?
Sorry, Bob. Sorry.
You need to hear me say it. I'll say it. It's not true.
Yo, Q man. Awesome game.
Thanks, man.
Can I get your autograph?
Yeah, sure.
It's a Paul. Thank you.
Deal.
Ma? My mate. What's up, Ma?
Hey, you scared me, baby.
I'm sorry. You okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine.
You know, Ma, last time I remember you drinking, Marvin Gaye died. It's about that.
I guess he talked to you.
I'm sweaty. I mean, the truth's bound to come out sooner or later, right?
And whose truth are you talking about?
Well, we can't let something like this break up the family. I mean, you do believe him, right? Don't you?
Quincy, just let it go.
Well, this ain't nothing but my money.
Quincy, please.
Mama, how many times you yourself done told me to watch these hoes out there?
I should have been telling your father that.
So you gonna take the word of some trick over Pop? Huh? What's this?
I hired somebody. Ain't that pathetic? After all his late nights and his meetings, and I still needed proof. I used to think that I was lucky being married to Zeke McCall. I am too tired. I am tired.
Up, always look a man in the eye. The whole time I'm hanging on to his every word like he's God or something.
You, I know he messed up, but that doesn't change what he's been to you.
What has he been to me? The man looked me in my eye and he lied to me like it was nothing. Like, easy. I know some guys dog their wives, you know, but man, I never thought my pop would do something like that. What?
Nothing. Why don't we walk to my dorm?
I don't feel like running into anybody. Let's just kick it here.
I can't.
Why not?
Coach has us on 11 o'clock curfew. If I'm late, I don't suit up. I mean, I can stay a few more minutes.
I'm sweating.
Quincy, I'm sorry.
For real, I should be alone right now.
Can you call me when you get in? I'll stay up. Okay?
it's a film!
Yelki, why are you so quiet?
Just thinking about next year.
I thought you were hyped about playing overseas.
I was, but it's never going to be like this. Playing in front of my family, hanging out with my homegirl. Probably don't even have a McDonald's over there.
Girl, please. There's always a McDonald's.
Monica.
Pregnant? You could have given up after you threw that ball away, but you kept your head and you showed real heart.
Thanks, Coach.
We've got our final games against Oregon and Oregon State, and I want to shake things up a bit, so I'm starting you at point again.
But I thought Sidra's ankle was okay for next game.
You want the job or not?
Yeah.
What?
It just seems like you're always riding me.
You think I go horse for a player with no potential? When I ignore you, then you worry.
Hit it!
You all day.
Really?
Yeah. I came by your crib. Derek said you'd be here.
What was this?
A little laugh at my game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we went to celebrate after. Right, but I came right after that. Sorry about your game.
Hey, it happens, right?
Superstar? Did you hear about your girl? She won the starting spot.
Ah. Hey, what a care guy.
That's what happened.
Monica.
What's up?
Just wanted to say good game.
But...
No buts.
Thanks.
Just one word of advice for next season.
What's that?
Never let a freshman take your spot.
I see you.
Who was that?
Nobody.
Who's nobody?
Look, this party's whack. Ready to go?
You want to go talk?
Not really.
We can finish what we were talking about last night. You quit. What's wrong?
You know what? I'm gonna go crash.
Fine. Maybe I'll come by later.
Nah, I got curfew. What are you doing there?
The door was unlocked.
It still is. You let yourself out.
I messed up, okay? I know that. But I ain't that kid's father.
Lucky kid.
I ain't saying it's right. Just sometimes things happen.
And some things should never fucking happen.
Look, boy. You so perfect you can look down on me?
I'm not a lie.
Your mama's real quick to show you those pictures, huh? No, she was 19 when she got pregnant. Now, don't get me wrong. You're the best thing in my life. But she knew I wasn't ready for no marriage.
You trying to say my mother trapped you?
I'm saying I handled my responsibilities like a man. Now, when you're in the NBA and you roll into a city, there's 100 girls waiting down in that lobby. Listen to me. And there's 20 more that make it past security onto your floor. And the boldest one is right there at your front door. After a while, man, it just becomes part of the game. I'm sorry I lied to you, and I shouldn't have. But I only did it because I didn't want to see that look on your face that you got right now.
It's just being so honest. Since we're being so honest, I figured that I'd tell you I decided to drop out of school and turn pro.
Oh, boy. Damn it! Look, man, I know you're mad at me, okay? But I cannot let you do this.
I always thought cat wasn't in the man's vocabulary. This meeting with this guy. You win?
Yeah, I hit 4 threes.
Yo, Q.
The man again.
No, the woman.
What's up, man?
Hi.
Oh, Monica, this is Carrie. Carrie, this is Monica.
What's going on?
Just about to go get some food. You wanna come?
Look, maybe I should come back.
No, you stay. I'll leave.
Ready?
Yeah.
Monica! What are you doing here?
Didn't know I needed a reason to come home.
Come on, don't be so defensive. I'm just surprised to see you.
Dad around?
No, he's still at the bank.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. Good. Well, I'm going down to the market to get some things for dinner. Will you join us?
I don't know.
It's just a game.
What?
Every time you lose, you get this attitude, but it is just a game. Debbie Key?
Yeah.
Can we talk?
Talk to your new girlfriend.
Look, I took the whole of Burger King.
Cheap date.
You she had time for me.
So you messed around to prove a point?
What I just say? No, you got your head so far up your ass, it took a cheap date for you to notice me.
What cue, man? Did I forget to kiss your ass like everybody else?
You forgot to be there.
That night you wanted to talk about your dad. I had curfew. What was I supposed to do?
Stay.
If I stayed, I wouldn't be starting.
Well, at least you got your priorities straight.
I've never asked you to choose.
You never have to.
I'm a ball player. If anybody knows what that means, it should be you.
If basketball is all you care about, why are you boning me? Why don't you bone Dick Vitale?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
How do I know the next time you're feeling neglected or whatever, you're not going to just run around on me? If we're going to be together, I have to be able to trust you.
I'm not asking for us to be together.
What?
I'm going through a lot of shit right now. It's obviously more than you got time for.
How are you going to tell me what I have time for? I mean, whatever I did, we can fix this.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Look, I'm entering a draft.
You what?
I'm going pro. And who knows where I'm going to end up, you know?
When did you decide all this?
A few days ago.
So that's it. Just forget about you and me.
I still like us to be friends. Look, I'll see you around.
Monica.
Yes.
Buona sorte.
Tengo algo que decir.
Cada año después de la temporada, yo me siento en mi oficina y me enfermo. ¿Y sabe por qué me enfermo? Porque sé que tengo que salir y hablarles y decirles el próximo año, el próximo año, el próximo año. Pero este año es el próximo año. Este año es el próximo año. Este es el campeonato. Y lo vamos a hacer como lo hemos hecho todo el año, con ofensa y defensa. Le vamos a dar la pelota a Mónica para que nos dé 30 puntos. Así que le decimos, ¡para la lucha!
¡La lucha!
¡La lucha!
¡La lucha!
¡Prepárense! ¡Listos!
Luisa, what do you say?
He paid to give the ball to you.
But what do you know? I'm gonna love winning this championship in your house.
How do you say you're dreaming in a tiny?
This ain't college, and I ain't on crutches.
Como el mar, dueños al crack, no los puedo controlar.
Usted, buen provecho.
Can you take that damn thing off the table? Oh, you mean my championship trophy? My bad. You are still a cocky bitch.
Hey. Hola.
Hey. So, what are these Spanish guys like?
I wouldn't know.
What? You mean you've been over here 7 months and you ain't tapped nothing?
They're just not my type, I guess.
Them Italian boys, they love them some black women. They can't get enough of me.
Do you ever think about going back?
Sometimes. But what's the alternative? Not playing? You remember Big Tony?
Mm-hmm.
She quit last year, and now she works at some bookstore. I mean, look at us. They treat us like Hollywood stars over here. We just played in the championship game. It doesn't get much sweeter than this.
Butter getting hard and the jello is jiggling.
And here come the subs. And you know, it's nice to see the subs get a chance to play, and the fans love it. They really do.
And Quincy McCall is in for Nick Van Exel.
Quincy's got the ball over in the corner, puts up a three-pointer. That's no good. The former Trojan came out after his freshman year, and as they get down the floor the other way, I can tell you that
he has moved around quite a bit, but now he's trying to find a home with these Lakers.
Quincy makes a steal. He's on his way. Open court. Look out, folks.
It's showtime!
Tore his ACL.
Almost didn't recognize you with your hair like that. How you been?
Happy. And he won't want to see you.
Son. You made sports, huh?
What do you want?
Just came by to check on you.
After 5 years?
I don't remember that being all my fault. Seems like you divorced me at the same time as your mom. Look, I know things look kind of bleak right now. But don't get down on yourself.
I stopped taking your advice a long time ago. Did you forget?
You want me to step off, man?
Yeah.
Fine. But not until I say something. You're a better ball player than I ever was. But that ain't the only thing you got going for you. You're smart, Quincy. I always knew that you could do anything you wanted to. You want to play ball, son? Yeah, play ball. Just know that you're not like everybody else in that goddamn court. You ain't like I was. You got options, Quincy. That's all I ever wanted to show you.
How come you couldn't be the man you kept trying to make me?
And I thought this was
going to
be awkward.
Monica.
I got these. Not that you need me more. So how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I heard you were in Spain.
I was. I see your peach fuzz finally grew in.
Just something new I'm trying.
No, it looks good. I mean, it's cool.
Thank you.
Shouldn't you be lying down?
No, I'm cool. You can have a seat.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
You still trying to be the first girl in the NBA, huh?
Yeah, well, I tried sneaking in after college, but they found breast during my physical.
That's funny. I never did.
Oh, kiss my ass. can't believe it's been 5 years.
Yeah, I tried calling you a couple of times.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I want to give you props on making first team All-American. And then, you know, when Magic retired, I tried again.
Must have been my cheap-ass answering machine. It was always messing up.
I figured something like that. So when you going back?
Actually, I'm not.
What do you mean?
I'm tired of playing overseas. I mean, I'm over there by myself. No family, no friends. My phone bill is ridiculous. Thinking about giving it a rest for a while.
A rest?
Yeah. I mean, basketball just isn't fun for me anymore. You know?
No.
Quincy.
Hey,
baby. Nobody would switch flights with me. Baby, what are you doing out of bed? What are you doing? Take a swim. Hello.
Hi.
Baby, this is Monica.
Monica? Oh, you guys grew up together, right? Well, Quincy's told me all about you.
Monica, this is Kara, my fiance.
Fiance? Wow. Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I didn't know. Wow. That's great. That's... Well, I should go.
Monica, I really appreciate you coming by.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Yeah, and Quincy, good luck with your knee and everything. Bye.
Sister's bringing the baby by later, so it'd
be nice to be around.
Yeah, I can't wait to see her. Need any help?
No, I can manage. Thank you. I just saw Quincy.
How's he?
Engaged. To that steward?
Yeah, you met him?
Oh, his mother had a barbecue a few weeks back. He can do a lot better if you ask me.
So what do I do?
Find out where they're registered and send them again.
What up?
Is that still your answer to everything?
Yeah, when you come at me with bullshit like that.
Oh, no. Are they cursing their mamas in Spain? You didn't want my opinion. I don't even know why you asked.
I asked, but why does it always have to be so damn prissy?
What do you want me to say, Monica? Go over there and beat up the girl? Go have sex with him? Because I'm not going to do it. Yes, I think decorum is important. And yes, I'd rather bake a pie than shoot a stupid jump-up shot. If that makes me too prissy for you, then that's just too damn bad.
So that's why we can't get along? Because I'd rather shoot a stupid jump shot?
You ones always turn your nose up at me.
No, I don't.
Oh, yes. Female superstar athlete whose mother is nothing but a housewife.
That's not it.
Oh, don't tell me you're not ashamed of it, because I know.
I remember when I was 8 years old. You spent like 4 hours cooking up this big fancy meal. And I guess you and Dad got your wires crossed or something, because in he walks with a couple of pizzas. And you didn't say anything. You never stood up for yourself. Ever. If I was ashamed, it was because of that.
That is ridiculous.
What's ridiculous is not being a caterer. So your husband can feel like a man knowing his woman's home cooking and ironing his drawers. Damn it!
Oh, Monica.
I'm sorry.
Is that really all you think about me? When your daddy and I got married, yes, I had dreams. But I happened to have gotten pregnant with Lena. And then I had you, so I had to put my dreams on hold. You know what day I remember? In high school? Your spring dance. And I put my mother's pearls around your neck, and I told her you were beautiful. Because you were. That day I was happy I didn't have a catering business to run off to. My family had 3 meals a day. They had somebody to pick up after them. And when my daughters went to a dance, I could help them get ready. That is what I came to care about.
That's all you cared about. I must have played in 1,000 games. And I can only remember you being at 2.
You had your coaches and your daddy and your body for that stuff. You knew it never mattered to you one way or another when I was at them games.
It mattered, Mom. It mattered.
Beat you into a dress.
Very funny.
visiting?
Kira's out of town for a couple of days. Figure I'll keep my mom company.
So how's the knee?
It's getting there.
Strong enough to get you down the aisle?
2 weeks. I didn't get to send you an invitation, but, you know,
you're... Oh, it's okay, it's okay. I'm probably, you know.
Can I ask you something? You never told me why ball isn't fun anymore.
Just isn't.
Cause I'm kind of feeling that way, too.
We had a rough couple of years, that's all.
I haven't dribbled a ball in 4.5 months. I may miss some of the attention, but besides that...
You serious?
Seems like I needed ball when I was trying to be like my pop. Now I was trying to be better than my pop. Now it's time to try something different.
Like what?
Well, I'm thinking about going back to school.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, Kira hasn't heard about the school thing yet. She'll probably say it's the painkillers talking.
It's a trip, you know. When you're a kid, you see the life you want. And it never crosses your mind that it's not going to turn out that way.
So why'd you give up ball?
Why do you keep sweating, Neil?
Because I don't get it. Man, I never knew a girl. I never knew anyone who loved ball as much as you. Now all of a sudden you're gonna trade in your Nikes for a pair of shoes you can't even walk in. What's up?
Just leave it alone, all right?
All right.
You need to put a sweater on. It's a little chilly, sweetie.
Fine, Mom.
Yes, a little icicle orange is so sweet.
All right, Mom. Come on, Lorena. Your grandma says it's too cold.
Oh, Grandma.
Oh.
You know, Monica, one of the things that always drove me crazy about you, and I have to admit, it made me jealous, but I always admired, was the fight in you.
What are you talking about?
Well, I might be a little more prissy in the situation than you, but remember when I said I thought Quincy could do better? I was talking about you.
What's going on?
We need to talk. Please? You asked me what was missing.
What?
From basketball.
You woke me up to tell me that?
It's not fun for me anymore because you're missing. What I'm trying to say is, I've loved you since I was 11. The shit won't go away.
We haven't talked since college. You wait 2 weeks before my wedding to tell me something like that.
I know, I probably should have said it 2 weeks ago.
You haven't changed. You still think the sun rises and sets on your ass. Well, guess what? It doesn't.
Then why are you so upset?
Because you don't pull this shit on someone who's about to get married.
Better late than never. Right?
Wrong.
I'll play you.
What?
One game, one on one.
For what?
Your heart.
You're out of your mind.
So what, you gonna bitch up?
Huh. What's that supposed to be, some psychology?
Look, I know why you broke up with me in college. And not that it wasn't messed up. But I should have been there for you. I just didn't know how to do that and be all about ball.
Veronica, after that stuff with my dad, I couldn't trust anybody, okay? I was lost. That was 5 years ago. I've moved on.
Prove it.
All this proof.
You once said the reason I beat you was because you wanted me to.
So?
So? If I win, it's because deep down you know you're about to make the biggest mistake of your life. And deep down, you want me to stop you.
And what happens when you lose?
If I lose, I'll buy you a wedding present. First to 10.
5.
Scared?
I have better things to do.
Check. One zip. Check. Why don't you D up this time? Two zips. Three zip. Where's the D? Sleepy? You need her? Come to play? So now you want to play. Are you taking out some grapes, huh? You think that's going to make you play better?
Thank you. that you don't care, but we made love. Tell me why. You made a fool of me. You made a fool of me. I want to kiss you. Does she want you with the pain that I do? Smell you in my dreams. Now, when we're face to face, you won't look me in the eye. No time, no friendship, no love. You say don't touch you. I can't touch you no more. Can't touch you.
Sexiness of your appeal.